We're doing Mishlei, the 29th chapter, Perek Chaf Tet, Pasuk Chaf. Chazita ish at bidvarav tikva lichsil mimenu. If you see a person who's rushing, he does things too quickly, so the fool has more hope than him. He'll get ahead of him. Mefanek mi noar avdo ve'achrito yiyemanon. Person who spoils his servant from the time he's little, ultimately he will be master. Manon is like Yinon, he will be the one in charge. If you spoil him, you don't put him in his place, ultimately he'll be the one in charge. And this isn't only, in my opinion, this isn't only a servant. It's even a servant. Even a servant who should know his place, he's your servant. If you don't put him in his place, then ultimately he'll be in charge. And this is true, I think, with every relationship. Every relationship, you have to show the other person the boundaries, how far he can go. Ish af yigare madon uva al chema rav pasha. A person who gets angry. He's ish af. He's a kasan. He's an angry person. So yigare madon. He's always going to arouse fights. Uva al chema. And the person who's a master of anger, Rav Pasha, he also does a lot of things that are wrong. Because when a person gets angry and he allows his anger to take control of himself, basically he lets go. Chazal taught us that a person who allows the anger to take control of himself, even God at that moment doesn't matter to him. That's why Chazal said a person who lets his anger take control of him is like he's Oved Avodah Zarah. Because basically he's saying, I'm not going to be in control. I'm going to let my feelings take control. And that's synonymous with saying, God, you're not in control. My feelings are what count and not you. So obviously this is very tough. I mean, the prime example of this is how you overcome this is the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim was a Kohen, so he used to be a very angry person. And the Chafetz Chaim, the story goes that whenever he'd get upset, he'd go to the corner and start talking to himself. And he'd say, Yisrael Meir, what are you getting so upset about? Yisrael Meir, take it easy. Who do you think you are? Why do you think you can get so upset? He'd have to talk himself out of it, but he did it. Meaning the trick is to take control. So some people need the trick that they count to 10. Some people need the trick that they look at their tzitzit. A person has to find tricks how to take control of his anger. But the first trick is pause. Don't be an ish'at. A person shouldn't be swift to answer. When a person lets his anger take control and he's swift to answer, then he loses it. And the key to this is knowing that the anger is not in control. I am in control. Now the question is, am I going to let go? There's always that second where I let go. Well, once I let go, then my mouth goes flying off. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech keeps repeating this point. You know, I see people all the time who kill themselves. They lose job after job and they'll swear to you that this boss wasn't fair and this boss, there wasn't a mention. Everything might be right. But how come it always happened that they exploded? A person, if he's in control, then he can call the shot. Are they going to fire me or not? Once he just lets go, okay, of course they'll fire him. A person has to be in control, and it's part of the Avodat Hashem. Chazal said, when you lose control, what you're basically saying is, I'm just going to let my feelings take control. So that's Rav Pasha that leads a person to a lot of improper things.